Good afternoon, everyone. We are blessed on Office Hours. It is the Celebrity Entrepreneur Show with James Maslow, my big time crush, rush, bromance. And I got two of my boys on today with Office Hours. James, before we introduce the amazing Super Bowl champion himself, CJ Anderson, I was curious, you know, as a famous musician, a famous actor, you know, what does the Super Bowl mean to you? Because it seems like the actors and the musicians are getting more attention at the Super Bowl. Call Her Daddy, Kendrick, everybody. You guys are getting more than the Super Bowl champion below us right now.
Man, I don't know. It's one of the greatest games of all time. I've grown up being a football fan since I was little. Still a Chargers fan. I grew up in San Diego. It's weird saying Los Angeles Chargers to this day. I have to admit it. But point is, it is.
Shout out to Antonio Gabe in the Hall of Fame, by the way, our favorite Charger there.
But look, no actor or musician can take away the limelight from the players, especially on the biggest day of the year. So they might cut to people once in a while, but the limelight, I believe, is still very much on the players. And as always, was a hell of a game.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. You know, my two favorite teams are the Los Angeles Chargers and then who's ever playing the Kansas City Chiefs. So it was fun to watch my second favorite team beat up on Pat Mahomes and see him understand how most teams who play him feel, getting knocked on his butt, throwing interceptions, frustrated, mistakes, all the real things that happen to all the opponents of Mahomes. But speaking of Super Bowls, I thought how apropos would it be to bring on one of my favorite Super Bowl champions. This guy is an incredible entrepreneur. And he's an incredible intellect, academic, besides being a Super Bowl champion running back for the Denver Broncos. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Berkeley's finest, CJ Anderson. This is James Maslow. Welcome to Office Hours Celebrity Entrepreneur Show.
Welcome, man.
Thank you guys for having me, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Well, you are a special cat and one of my favorite people on earth. And it's not just because of your performances on the field. You really, to me, exhibit what athletes should be in their careers. They should be looking far beyond the game, both in business, but also philanthropy. When you're watching the Super Bowl, you know, what went through your mind as a player, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropist? I want all three perspectives.
Well, the player, it kind of reminded me. So obviously I got a chance to play in three Super Bowls. I lost two of my three chances of playing in the Super Bowl. That Super Bowl reminded me of Super Bowl 48 when we played Seattle and they just totally dominated us. So as a player, obviously you're happy that the Chiefs are losing so they don't have no three-peats. And, you know, our sport can be one of those sports where one team can't just dominate the whole sport for so long, you know, like the Bulls in the 90s or the Lakers in the early 2000s or the Yankees in the late 90s, right? But also, I also felt, you know, Mahomes and Chris Jones, and I felt those guys, you know, when the sideline looks depleted and everybody is frustrated and don't know what to do and sad. And, you know, I felt that because I know what that feels like to be blown out in the Super Bowl. So that sucks too. As a businessman, it's like you said, I look at the Super Bowls. My last Super Bowl I played in was 2018, 2019 in Atlanta when I was with the Rams, the one we lost to New England.
I was there, buddy, with you, and yeah, I loved it.
and it's just so different. You know, you brought it up earlier, when the city is put on now. You know, it's so much about the venue and who's there and what can, you know, fire and transpire and what can be made. Like, I remember in Atlanta, it was just starting to get there. And Dave had two of my buddies, I guess you can call them coworkers. They worked for me, but my little brother and Cliff, who went to one of Dave's events to network and to put us in a position, you know, for opportunities in the future. And that's what it was. And that's what it's becoming. It wasn't like that my second and my first Super Bowl when I was in New York or when I was out here in the Bay Area when we played at Levi. you couldn't really put yourself in entrepreneur or networking situations where you can expand your business or expand your brand at the time. So it's crazy how that changed when it got to Atlanta for me. And then obviously, when it comes to, foundation work, philanthropy, it's the same. You know, you get a chance to get around other players, to get around other business-minded like people or musicians who care about communities and care about kids and want to help out. And you can schedule those things too. So when you see it from those angles, I'm pretty sure like the New Orleans venue, which obviously you went to Tulane, big time, Dave, big time. I would assume just with the culture and the music, right there on Bourbon Street, all the different businesses and all the different things that you can put yourself a part of to expand your brand, right, or your business and whatever you're doing. So it's pretty cool. So that's kind of what's going through my head as I'm watching the game and looking at the whole venue. And, you're seeing everything that comes with it. You know, you get chances to meet, Kendrick Lamar and like Bradley Cooper's there. And, there's so many different celebrities and the musicians that are there, actors and actresses that are there. It gives you that opportunity. And that's not even the companies that we don't know who were there that they didn't announce, but we know that were there during that week.
Yeah. And James, did you see a missed opportunity? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was just so curious on that note. I mean, that's bound to be a little distracting. I know when I play a show and somebody gigantic is there, I think about it on stage. Now I try and go back to just doing my job, but it can be distracting. How did you find when you were playing the ability to stay focused when some of the biggest celebrities and some people you may look up to are watching you?
Well, that's leadership and culture and some of my coaches. You know, the one we won when we were in San Francisco or in Santa Clara, it was great. The one in Atlanta, there's a lot of different, especially as African-American, the hip-hop culture is definitely out there. When you have good leadership and good coaches and good mentors, like Dave is a mentor too. Like, I wanted to go to that event on Thursday, but Dave's like, you got the biggest game of your life. Send these guys and I'll walk them through it, So when you have, and they'll report in, and obviously, Dave will call me or let me know how it goes. And when you have those mentors and those people in your corner who you can trust, it's all about trusting, who you can trust to handle the things on the outside so you can focus on why you're really, at the venue you're at to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Another thing, my business partner, Marshall Faulk, Hall of Fame running back as well, won a couple Super Bowls himself and fairly
now
good
coaching. Yeah, now coaching with Prime in Colorado. Look at that.
Yeah, well, it's something that you do as well. And I know you're at a graduate program at Berkeley, and you got a big time coach coming into Berkeley, Ron Rivera. Maybe I would say definitely, although not as well known as Prime Time, but he's absolutely a Super Bowl quality coach. He's one of the best in the world. To have him come to Cal, one, why do you think Marshall, chose that with all the different opportunities he had to be a running backs coach for Prime? And then two, tell me about Berkeley and Ron Rivera.
So with Marshall, there's two things me and Marshall got in common. One, we both play running back. Well, I guess three things. We have a Super Bowl, we play running back. And Peyton Manning said there's only two smart players he wish he could have played with longer, which was Marshall Faulk and myself. I think Marshall, his smarts of the game and what can he give these kids as far as a football player is beyond measurable, kind of like Prime. But I think the business side of Marshall and what you can do after football, we know a lot of these kids won't have the Marshall Faulk or the CJ Anderson opportunity to play in the NFL, but they all will have an opportunity to use their brand and use their network and use their name if they're in college being successful, right? To walk into some of these rooms and some of these doors, right? If football doesn't work out, they can jump into business or jump into entrepreneurship immediately, right? I mean, football has opened up so many doors for myself and him, guys like you, Dave, guys like Keith Kroc, who was the founder and CEO of DocuSign before they went IPO in 2018, guys like Gary Vee, who I still talk to, guys like Dan Springer, Brian Leach from Ibotta. Like, there's so many people I can name through my time, and I'm pretty sure Marshall has the same. And to give those opportunities, when I was at Rice, now I'm at Cal, to give those opportunities to those kids who won't play in the NFL, but an opportunity to network in business and how to speak, how to present themselves. I think that's huge. And I think Marshall brings a big value to that, to those kids in that room. And then I think same with Ron, right? Rob Player on the 85 Bears, one of the most historic defenses ever, coming over back to his alma mater at Cal. In the same sense, right? You get the head coach / GM type guy getting kids ready, but then also Ron has been, he's been a lot of adversity, obviously beat cancer, but Ron has been as an entrepreneur and a philanthropist, really, on the foundation side to help our kids at Cal understand if they don't get an opportunity, whether it's to get into coaching, get into scouting. There's other ways to get into the NFL if you don't get in as a player. And I think Ron brings that perspective. And I will hope, like I tell my room, the running backs, I will hope, you know, you get a chance to sit down with them and soak up some game. If you don't get the opportunity to play, there's so many ways to be successful outside of you just being a football player. And I think that's what both guys do.
That's awesome. James, you spoke about having a great culture and having good leadership. What other lessons have you taken from playing the game, from football, that you now apply to business and being an entrepreneur?
It's a teamwork, man. It's also, you know, leading and following, understanding when to be a follower, right? There's times where, I like to say it, there's times where I'm the man and the light is on me. And there's times where Dave's the man and the light is on him and I'm the foot soldier and I have to follow what he says because he's trying to put me in a position and not let my ego, you know, overcome or let my pride overcome of what some of these mentors or some of these people that I have on my team that's trying to do for me, no matter what position I'm in. So I think that can be huge in anything that we do in life. And I know a lot of people, everybody always wants to be in the forefront. And there's times where you will be in the forefront, but I think understanding that, you know, there are people out there who's trying to help you, not out trying to get you, right? Not, hey, you might not be making as much as he making, but the fact that you can bring in something that can help you and change and move you forward, that's what it's all about. And then learning, right? You know, you grab this big playbook, you know, and I played with Champ Bailey and Peyton Manning and DeMarcus Ware and played with so many different Hall of Famers and really good coaches, Gary Kubiak, Sean McVay, who's still one of the top coaches in the game today. But you also learn, you know, and you learn from those guys and how they move and how they operate, how they talk to people. And you do that in business as well, right? You got Dave and the guys, Gary V, guys who've been in business for 20 plus years. You want to sit there and listen to them and you want to watch them, right? They lead by example. They lead with their words. So you want to watch those guys. And I think that's something that you get in team sports. And, you know, I'm glad that I never let my ego and my pride take over that to learn from those great people.
It's so funny, James, because as much success and failure that I've had as an entrepreneur, as a business person, I respect both you and CJ for the humility because you've had great success at a young age. And I would tell people all the time, when they're like, how the hell a guy like you, JD, MBA, great college, you know, parents that are forcing you to be educated and conservative economically, how is it even economically possible for you to lose over $100 million, lose everything? And I simply say, I didn't ask for help, you know, and I will tell you the one thing as far as being a greater mentor as a younger executive, especially at Lee Steinberg, when I was with the most notable sports agency, was I was far too arrogant as a mentor. I was always generous about helping, but I was far too certain about the advice that I was giving. And the dummy tax had to be paid so that mixed into the mentorship that I give, and I love working with both of you, is humility of like, here, you know, here's what's happened and here's where I think we are today. But, you know, let me know your timing and risk tolerance and I can match it to an investment or a business. Let me know, you know, I don't know what I don't know. And that's true leadership as an intelligent follower, even though I've had greater successes now later in my career, but it's through humility and faith. And I just want to compliment both of you, because there's nothing that's going to bring me greater joy in my life when you're my age and you let me be a guest, old crotchety guest host in one of your shows. And there's some super mega stars coming on that you guys have helped. And they're saying the same things about you. So speaking of which, for both of you, as we kind of close it down, James, I was curious, legacy. You see some of the CJ, you see him in pursuing his legacy in, you know, the sport, in entrepreneurship and philanthropy. I say the same thing about you in music, business, and philanthropy. you know, for you, what comes to mind in the realm of your legacy in the the three-headed monster that you're leading on all fronts?
I mean, truthfully, the more I think about legacy, and I don't think about it that often, but I've been posed similar questions. I put a little bit of thought into it, and being remembered as being a good person is important to me, and being remembered as motivating people to achieve their best version of themselves. That's something that I've found great joy in. It's part of the reason why I'm even posting and talking more about fitness this year. I've never wanted to be a fitness influencer, just something I've done for 20 years. And I've been able to meet so many fans on the road, you know, because I tour and I meet tens of thousands of fans every time I go out and hit a show. I have heard countless stories about fans, like dudes that used to be little dudes and now are bigger than me, that went, bro, I got into lifting because of you. And it just makes me so happy. To fans to say, hey, I lost 100 pounds. I'm now on my, you know, healthiest journey, whatever the stories. And I wasn't asking for any of this. I just casually posted about it. And now it's become, heck, one of my three pillars, one of my main things that I talk about and post about. It's a conscious choice because I want to continue to motivate people where they have motivated me. And so when I think about legacy, I mean, sure, I plan on being a lot more successful than I am. I have my own metrics, my own goals, and they continue to grow. But I think what's more important than that, the number that's in your bank account, the things that you acquire in life, is the impact you can have. And I want to be remembered as having a positive and a great impact.
I love it. CJ, how about you? You got so many great things on your horizon, so many great things in your past. What do you think about when you're looking at your legacy?
Same, man. I mean, James hit it on the head, man. Like, I just turned 34 yesterday, right?
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right. And there's two things, right? Chad Bailey, Peyton Manning, I've been to Canton for both of them, and they talk about being a great teammate. And I think being a great teammate is a great teammate in life when you put yourself in those three realms. But I turned 34 yesterday, and the best thing that I got out of that was not the happy birthday wishes, was some of the fans who was like, hey, man, you were genuine. I met you. Like, I had a kid who was like, I met you 9 years ago and sent me a picture and just talked how I inspired them. I've had other people who explain, like, man, I met you down in LA when you were with the Rams, or I met you when we were in Detroit. Like, we were 3-13 in Detroit. Right? We were absolutely terrible. But this lady said the kindness and what I did for her at this event. And like, probably like James, you won't remember them, but the fact that they remember that moment and the fact that they can put you in that light that you were a good person and you went out your way to try to do something special for them, I think that's the big thing. And it's being a good teammate in life. And I've learned that, like, you know, Dave, I tell your story a lot. You're probably the only guy I know that lost a whole lot of cash and turned their life around. And I tell people the greatest part about Dave is not losing the cash. It's losing the cash, but he's still very humbled and want to help people. He's still one of the nicest human beings I know. And that goes way beyond, because I know a guy who I worked with before. He's not a mentor, but he's super arrogant. You know, he wants to pull up in his fancy cars and he wants to do these things. And, you know, I don't want to talk bad about the guy, but that's just who he is. And know a lot of people who smirk their face or look at him like, why is he like that? And it's like, man, you don't want to be like that. You know, you don't want to walk through life being like that. You want to be a good person. You want to care about people. You want to help people. You want to have that impact. So like seeing that yesterday as a 34-year-old and seeing the impact that and the inspiration and some of the events I've been to, and they're like, man, you're such a good person, such a humble dude. Seeing that yesterday was like a different perspective for me at 34-year-old on my birthday. Like, instead of me saying thank you for happy birthday, I'm like, man, I'm so much, you know, I would answer like, I'm so glad I got a chance to bring you so much joy, or I got a chance to bring you so much of happiness and understanding. And I think that's big time, you know, being a great life teammate.
That's all.
I love the fact that my son, who you know, who you took to the Super Bowl and to the playoff game, which was even better than the Super Bowl, because I think you ran for like 176 yards downhill and you carried him to the Super Bowl, the Rams, that is. But Miles said, Dad, how lucky am I that I get to look up to three of the greatest running backs, but even more importantly, three of the greatest people that you know, CJ Anderson, Austin Eckler, and Marshall Faulk. And then he capped it off, and you need to pass this on because I thought it was a great compliment to you. He said, if you're going to talk to CJ, Dad, make sure you tell him to say hi to his mom. So he remembered how nice your mom was, and, you know, she just treated him with the up like he was, you know, a nephew or a family member the whole time. She was more worried about her son was playing in the championship game. We were sitting with her, and she was more worried about Miles, making sure he was having a good time if he needed anything, food. Hey, I got this. Don't worry. You take care of your son, I'll take care of mine. But I consider you a son as well, CJ Anderson. And I'm so proud of you. I can't wait to see you next week up at the LFG Society VIP dinner. You'll be joining all of we got Dropbox CEO coming. We got tons of business people again. Now that you're ready, we're going to be networking CJ and James. You're always invited, not obligated, but I got to get on your calendar. We got Nashville two times in March and April, the Masters.
Amazing.
You got to coordinate with your busy tour schedule, making sure we see you. I will tell you, both of you are motivating me to get some facial hair going. You're both looking really good.
It's a little cold in the Bay Area, man. Where you're at, the sun's always up. It's crazy. We're in California, but we're in two different parts for sure.
Yeah, for sure. James, any parting words and thoughts?
Man, you know, CJ, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on, especially, you know, we often have people on that are closer to David's age or people on. I brought my friend who's 10 years younger than me, you know, Jesse James West, huge influencer the other week. And you and I are the exact same age, which is very motivating for me, man. It's so cool to see someone who has had such a tremendous impact, not only in the sport of football, but in the world, you know. And you were speaking a little bit before on you continuing your education, you doing community work and motivating the youth. And man, I'm just looking at you going, that is awesome. You have motivated me today. I love it. I love your humility. I love that you've shared some amazing, positive, and motivating words from your experience so far. And I genuinely just look forward to everything else you're going to do in life, man.
Nah, man, thank you guys. And
thank
you. Dave knows that I love being around people. I love having conversations. So, James, if we ever get a chance to meet, man, I'm all down. I'm all in for the support.
I look
forward. That's how I am, man. I'm always about elevating. And that's Dave taught me that. Rob Vodka is another mentor of mine.
Yeah.
Who's kind of, I don't know if you never heard of him, but he's kind of the same way. If you can always win-win, right? Everybody elevates. You know, there's enough out there for everybody, but being positive and win-wins is always, it's always a pleasure for me.
Amen.
He is our MVP, CJ Anderson, Super Bowl champion, philanthropist, and an incredible entrepreneur. We'll see him next week. Come and join us at the LFG Society in San Francisco. We'll be right around the block from him, actually, closer to Vallejo even. All right, CJ, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Oh, she cut him off fast. Well, sorry, bro. We'll see him. All right, Jay. I'm going to get you my calendar. We're going to get you together with CJ. You guys are the same age with the same mindset, heart set, and handset. But what is your takeaway for today? We got this incredible guest who's actually your age.
It's just a reminder that you're able to continue to build, to invent, and reinvent no matter what age you are. You have taught me that. You've taught the world that with many of your personal journey and your stories. And CJ just speaking about even his perspective as a player to other people who are great players, but don't need to rely on that being the only way in which they can succeed in life. And he did succeed at the highest level. And still, he's just taking all of that as, you know, these are life lessons that he's now bringing into the next chapter of his life. So my takeaway is continue to stay humble, continue to stay educated, stay curious, and stay positive, man. He's a positive guy and he's leaving me with a big smile.
Yeah, well, in agreement, I taking away relative to the Super Bowl that, you know, the Super Bowl is much bigger than just the game. But like you said, it's still a game and it now has many different arms and legs to that game. And it's people like James Maslow and CJ Anderson that add to the color of the game, whether you're a musician, a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, there's so many different opportunities for people to take advantage of big stages and big events. And remember, the bigger the stage, the bigger event, and the bigger the people, the greater access you have to the bigger community. And that's always my objective, is to leverage a big community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And to see young executives like you and CJ having such a great impact just fills my heart with joy and gives me confidence and hope for the future. I do want to invite everyone to join our private networking group where you get one-on-one access to me with advice and introductions, as well as thousands of people. And James, a great part of our community. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Also, you can text me. If you don't want invitations, don't text me, because I have tons of invitations. So 949-298-2905. James, where can people reach out to you?
Man, if it's a business inquiry, just go team@jamesmaslow.com. But anything else, just follow along on socials @jamesmaslow. I post pretty frequently, and I keep people up to date with film, TV, speaking, and music, and as we spoke about in this show, fitness.
I love it. And you are looking fit. That is for sure. I can't wait.
Almost 200 pounds, bro. I'm on the gain train. I'm looking big. That's the word. I'm looking
strong. You are. And I'm on the other side of it. After 50, you try to get on the slim train.
I love it.
I'm trying to be fit in a different way, but you're looking great. Keep up the great work. I will see you next week and hopefully see you soon. Thanks, James.
Good, brother. Good to see you, David.
Great to see you. All right, everyone. This is Celebrity Entrepreneur Show with James Maslow and me, David Meltzer. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.